Welcome everyone, I am Michael, your host for Antediluvian Revelations. This is the 18th episode of the 4th edition podcast reading the poetic retelling of the Book of Enoch, the Prophet. The complete text of this 4th edition is currently available as a free download in PDF format from polyatlotionpopes.com. Be sure to download your free copy of this revelational guide to the future of mankind. In this episode, the mysteries of future events continue to perplex Enoch as he listens intently and writes all that he can understand with his limited intellectual evolution. The Holy Gabriel speaks up, and it is this angel who holds the power to bring heaven and earth together for the glory of God on Judgment Day. Listen carefully to all that Gabriel has to say, because this is the final warning for all of mankind prior to the apocalypse, when heaven and earth will come together and all will glorify the one true God Almighty. The Book of Enoch was the first text of ancient Hebrew literature that predicts the apocalyptic end of mankind and the advent of Jesus Christ. Get ready for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Get ready for the apocalypse. Manuel was speaking and spoke in such strange riddles that Enoch was having great difficulty understanding. But that is the point of this parable about understanding. For all it seemed that Manuel was saying, the riddle seemed to describe how stars, or the power of them, can be contained in a place like a horse bridled and prepared, but they can be released from their places to go upon the earth. It was confusing, but Enoch listened as Manuel continued.
The spirit within the sea is also very potent and strong, and is a strong power that causes it to ebb with great waves, so that it is driven forwards and scatters against the mountains of earth. The spirit of frost has its angel, and in the spirit of hail there is a good angel, for hail is a sign of the Lord's favor. Snow increases in its strength, and only a solitary spirit is in it. A solitary vapor ascends from within, it being called refrigeration. The spirit of mist dwells among these in a receptacle to itself, for its progress is splendor in light, darkness, winter, and summer. Its receptacle is bright, and an angel is within it. The light of that angel is visible when the door is open. The spirit of dew has its abode in the extremities of heaven, in connection with the receptacle of rain, having its progress in both winter and summer. The cloud it produces and the cloud of mist become united. One gives to the other when the spirit of rain is in motion, and angels come to open its receptacle to bring it forth. This falling of a mist from all of these powers of stars that loosen and fall over frost, hail, and snow, sprinkle over all of the earth as a mist into every place. It forms a union with every kind of water, soil, and air. The waters remain on the ground, being the nourishment to the earth from the Most High God who is in heaven.
Kept in storage like being in a refrigerator, which has a light that turns on when open, being a light of understanding above one's head, a virus can mutate when removed from it and allowed to move in the air like a mist from one host to another as it grows and spreads. On account of these biological and nuclear weapons, many creatures will die from the contagions and fallout because they had all accepted the mark of the beast. These are the things Enoch saw while he was in the heavens with the watchers, and it is a matter of understanding to know them with wisdom. In another time, which is sometime in the near future, Enoch beheld angels taking long ropes with them in flight. Leading and advancing northward into the heavens, Enoch asked the angel who had come to him with this vision,
"Wherefore have they taken those long ropes and gone forth?"
This angel, being the Holy Gabriel, said in reply,
"They are going forth to measure, so that there is a measurement of the righteous, Several cords of rope shall the righteous require, and they will forever trust in the name of the Lord of Spirits. The elect will come to know the elect when they are brought together. These angels will take measures of their faith in God's eternal truth, which shall strengthen the words of righteousness. These measures will reveal all the secrets concealed on earth. It shall come to pass that those who have been destroyed in the desert, those who were devoured by the fish of the sea, and those eaten by the wild beasts in the wilderness shall return to life and rise from the dead, being whole again, on the day that the elect one calls to them. The apostate and true believers in God's eternal truth will return to those sanctuaries where the message of repentance will once again be spoken without pagan, heretical lies. None shall perish in the presence of the Lord of Spirits, nor shall any of the righteous be capable of perishing. They will receive the Lord's commandment like a burning fire within them. All those who are in the heavens above will rejoice at the signs of his arrival with a combined power, voice, and splendor. First, with their voices they will bless the Lord. They will exalt him, and they will glorify him with wisdom. They will ascribe to him wisdom with word and the breath of life. Then the Holy Spirit will seat the elect one upon a throne of glory, where he shall judge all the works of the holy in both the heavens above and in balance on the earth below. He will weigh and evaluate all their actions. He will lift up his eyes to judge their secret ways in the name of the Holy Spirit, in the word of Almighty God, and in the progress of the righteous on the paths of righteousness. The chosen one will be the judge of all mankind, being judged worthy by God Most High. The righteous shall all speak with a united voice, blessing, glorifying, exalting, and praising the name of the Holy Spirit. Any who oppose these blessings of God Almighty by refusing the doctrine of eternal truth will perish.
Enoch knew more for certain that this was Gabriel, who spoke to him about the glory of God and the consummation of heaven and earth. He prayed the angel to continue.
He shall call to every power of the heavens, to all the holy above, and to the power of God, the cherubim, the seraphim, the ophanim, all the angels of power, and the angels of the Lord will announce the elect one who will be upon earth, having the power over heaven and earth on that day. All shall raise their united voices. They shall bless, glorify, praise, and exalt the Lord, with the spirit of faith, wisdom, patience, and mercy, with the spirit of judgment, peace, and benevolence. All shall say with one united voice, "Blessed is the Lord." The name of the Lord of Spirits will be blessed forever. And those who never sleep in heaven above will bless his name. All of holy heaven shall bless the name of the Lord. All elect who dwell in the garden of life, every spirit of light who is capable of blessing, exalting, and praising, and every mortal man shall glorify, bless, and praise the name of the Lord. For his powers in heaven are more than any other. Great is the mercy of the Lord of Spirits. Long is his suffering for the faith, hope, and love of mankind. All of his works and his powers are the things which he has done, by revealing this to all of the saints and the elect in the name of the Holy Spirit.
Gabriel paused a moment before continuing because he was preparing to say something significant.
It was as thus that the Lord commanded the kings, the princes, the exalted, and those who dwell on the earth, saying, "Open your eyes and lift up your voices. Sound the alarm with horns and trumpets of elation, if you are capable of understanding who is the elect one. The Lord of Spirits, the Almighty God, sat upon the throne of his glory. The spirit of righteousness was poured out over him. These words that come from his mouth shall destroy all the sinners, all the ungodly, who shall perish in his presence. In that day, all of the kings, the princes, the earthly exalted, and those who possess the earth and its wealth with power will stand up, behold him, and perceive that he is sitting on the throne of his glory. He has come to judge the saints for their righteousness in his righteousness, and the sinners for their wickedness with his punishment. Nothing has been spoken before him, and in his name shall have been spoken in vain, because this is God's eternal truth. For those who have denied these truths or his word and name, they shall come to know their error that they did upon knowing the truth of it. Cry out in agony like a woman in labor, whose labor was severe when the child comes to the mouth of the womb, being difficult to birth. It is ironic that they are like this, confused of a birth and wanting to believe a lie about the Messiah's birth. They will look at each other from one portion to the other, being astonished, and their faces will show humility, because trouble shall seize them when they shall behold the Son of Man, the Chosen One, the Messiah, whom they have dishonored with lies, whom they have accused of being the Son of Woman, sitting upon the throne of his glory. Then shall these kings, the princes, and all who possess the earth glorify him who has dominion over all things, him who was concealed in the little book. For from the beginning the Son of Man existed in secret, preserved in the presence of the Most High God, and later revealed to the righteous elect who received the little book as God commanded. He shall bring together the congregations of the saints and of the elect whom God chooses for their faith in him, and they will all stand before him on that day. All the kings, the princes, the exalted, and those who rule earth shall fall down on their faces before Eloi and worship him. They will fix their hopes on the Son of Man, praying to him and petitioning him for his mercy they claim to be owed. Then the Lord of spirits will hasten to expel them from his presence. Their faces shall be full of confusion, and their faces shall darkness cover. The angels will take them away to punishment, so that vengeance may be inflicted on all those who have oppressed God's children and his elect. For they claimed the elect one was Son of Woman, when he had always been the Son of a Man. They will become an example to the saints and to the elect. Through their judgment shall all others be made joyful, for the anger of the Holy Spirit shall rest upon them. Then the sword of the Lord of spirits shall be drunk with their blood. For the saints and elect shall be safe in that day. They will not see the face of the sinners and ungodly ever again. The Lord of spirits shall remain over them. And with the Son of Man shall they dwell, eat, rest, and rise forever. The saints and the elect have arisen from the earth. They departed from the depress of their earthly bounds, and they have been clothed with the garments of life everlasting. Those garments are with the Holy Spirit, who clothes them in raiments that will never fade, nor in his glory diminish.
Gabriel completed this pronouncement to all of humanity while making preparations for his final task on earth. Moreover, in those days the kings who possess the earth shall be punished by the angel of God's wrath, whensoever they have been delivered up in full measure. God may give the faithful ones rest for a short period, that the others remaining may fall down and worship before the Lord of spirits, confessing their sins before him. They will not lose hope because of this time of tribulation. They shall bless and glorify the Holy Spirit, saying, Blessed is the Holy Spirit, the Lord of kings, the Lord of princes, the Lord of righteous, the Lord of glory, the Lord of wisdom. Here shall be revealed a secret thing in the lines above, through God's gift of spiritual enlightenment. This power increases from generation to generation, and it is God's glory forever and ever. Deep are all the secrets in this parable, numberless they are, and their righteousness to understand them cannot be computed. Now all must know that all should glorify and bless the Lord of lords and King of kings, who is King over all things. All will say, Let us glorify, Lord, bless, and repent in his presence. He who has granted us rest, for he is most glorious in his mercy. Afterwards, the name of the Son of Man, living eternally within the power of the Holy Spirit, was exalted by all of the inhabitants of the earth. His name was exalted in all vessels of the Holy Spirit, and his name went forth in the midst of them all. When it will be his time to be drawn in the midst of them, they will go with him to the new earth, in the new heaven, where he will be seated between the north and the west, the place where the angels took Enoch, showing him the measurement of this place for the elect and righteous. In that new galaxy, which will be a new heaven, there will be a new earth upon which will grow the tree of knowledge, upon many other splendors, in that place being the seat of a constellation of stars that appear in the heavens like the throne of God. All will behold the fathers of the first men, the saints, and all who dwell in that place forever. Moreover, sinners will ask, who will grant us rest to glorify, laud, bless, and repent in the presence of God's glory? Now small is the rest they desire, but they will not find it. They will be rejected and will not possess it. Light has passed away from before them, and darkness has covered their thrones forever. Those unrighteous, unwilling to listen and heed these words, will not have repented of their sins before God. They will not have glorified the Lord in all His works, but they will have trusted in the dark specters of their dominion and their own glory. In the day of their suffering and their trouble, God will not save those prideful ones, nor will they find rest until they profess their faith in God's eternal truth, in all God's works, in all His judgments, and in His righteousness. In His judgments, God pays no respects to any persons, and blasphemers must depart from His presence on account of their evil deeds of polytheistic pagan idolatry. All their sins are truly without number. Then shall they say to themselves, our souls are satiated with the instruments of crime. We have confessed all of our sins before our Savior, yet that does not prevent us from descending into the flaming womb of hell. Afterwards, their countenance shall be filled with darkness and confusion before the Son of Man, from whose presence they shall be expelled, and before whom no sword shall remain to expel them. Thus saith the Lord of Spirits.
This is the decree and the judgment against the princes, the kings, the self-exalted, and those who possess the earth, while calling the elect one son of woman, and doing this in the presence of the Lord of Spirits. This insult the Holy Spirit will not abide. He will not grant clemency for this error, because the doctrine of eternal truth was made known to them. Thus they made a choice to reject the truth that I am the Holy Spirit.
Just as it is written, so will it be, because God Almighty, the Holy Spirit, has spoken. Well, this concludes episode 18 of Antediluvian Revelations, a poetic retelling of the book of Enoch the prophet. This episode presented subsegments 7 through 12 of part 2, canto 4, from the 4th edition. All the music selections used in these podcasts come from YouTube's content creator resources, and all tracks are copyright free for content creators who publish their works on YouTube. This audio podcast series is available for free on all of your favorite audio platforms or on YouTube in the Polyet Losha Publishing YouTube channel. This has been the longest episode of all episodes in this 4th edition series, and it has been the most important also. The message of God's eternal truth is the most important message delivered to all of humanity across time and into this present day. God is only one entity, and Jesus Christ was only a man who was not the Son of God, nor born of a virgin impregnated by God. Choose to believe otherwise and risk the horrors of the apocalypse. Gabriel will bring heaven and earth together, and all will glorify God or perish in the fires of Judgment Day. Be sure to subscribe for notifications of the next release. Thank you for listening. I am Michael.